My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That's Gerard Mayo yesterday. He'll talk again today at 8:30. And we'll have it live for you. I mean, I don't get the gamesmanship. Like, just tell us who the starting quarterback is. If it's Jacoby Brissett, you got a reason. You'll tell us what the reason is. Maybe you won't tell us what the reason is. Maybe it's his familiarity with the West Coast offense, and maybe it's the fact that you don't want young Drake May to get flustered in there if he doesn't perform well. Maybe it's the fact, I've heard people suggest, that if you start Jacoby Brissett and he doesn't perform well, then you can go to Drake May.
Uh-huh.
If the opposite occurs, mm-hmm. you start Drake May and he doesn't perform well, you can't go to Jacoby Brissett.
Let Drake May take his lumps.
Right. Like, yeah. Why?
Called growth.
It's like babying a guy.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense to me. And it's almost like you're being stubborn if you're Gerard Mayo when it comes to sticking with the plan. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I don't know when they started the plan. I don't know if the plan was in advance of the draft. If the plan happened in the offseason when they said, all right, we're going to pay Jacoby Brissett $8 million and he's going to be our go-to guy. Let's see who we get in the draft and see what happens. Great. Like, plans can change.
Right.
Like, plans can change based on the performance that you get from somebody like Drake May.
This is all making my view of this clearer and clearer every single day. And I know we talked about it briefly during the crossover yesterday with Jones, but I'm starting to see this clearly. I don't blame Mayo. I ultimately, at the end of the day, I turn my attention toward the crafts, because it seems like they've given Elliot Wolf the power, and we talked about this, to hire the offensive coaching staff, who he then entrusted the offensive coaching staff and Alex Van Pelt to say, okay, you have final say on who we should go with the quarterback. Mayo, you hire the defensive guys, or you have more say on what coaches we want to bring in there. So I feel like Mayo's caught between a rock and a hard place here, because I think he wants Drake May,
yeah,
but it seems like they're forcing Jacoby Brissett on him.
I just would I would be so interested to know if this was the year that we came off Cam Newton being the starting quarterback, if they would still have this same plan in place, if they would still be using kid-friendly gloves when dealing with Drake May, because I don't think they would. I really think it is the taste left in everybody's mouth from Mac Jones, and that's why they are so worried about Drake and what could happen to him.
Who do you think is worried?
I think Jerod Mayo.
You do?
Yeah. He was there to watch everything unfold while he wasn't working with Mac directly. He was still a part of the team.
Right, but
he still had to deal with the headaches that came along with that season.
But when you start to see how Alex Van Pelt worked with Elliott Wolf in Cleveland and Green Bay, the quarterback coach who's now McCarthy, is it McCarthy, Shime? Am I saying
T.C. McCartney?
Yeah, McCartney. He worked with Alex Van Pelt in Cleveland. I believe the offensive line coach worked with Alex Van Pelt. And Elliott Wolf hired Alex Van Pelt. So it seems like all the offensive guys have a relationship with Alex Van Pelt, who then has a relationship with Elliott Wolf, where I feel like they're bypassing Mayo in the sense where if Mayo likes Drake May, which it seems like because he said he's outperforming him,
yeah.
Why would he not?
He said he's been the better quarterback.
Right. But if he doesn't have, if his voice is just heard, but the final voice in that room is Elliott Wolf.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, Alex Van Pelt is installing a new style offense.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that maybe, from his perspective, since he knows that this is, maybe it's not his last opportunity, but you're getting there. He wants a guy who's at least familiar with that offense and has been in it before.
But familiarity with that offense isn't going to make them better. It's like you're playing a worse guy just for familiarity. That's silly. You got to play the more talent. If you want to look better, if you want to look good and play better, you should start the young kid who has at least shown the chops to be able to play under duress. Whereas Jacoby Brissett's just a statue back there.
And
like,
why,
there's nothing you can do.
And why do you get to do that? Because the head coach isn't going to tell you no because the guy who hired you is the head coach's boss. So he knows, like, well, listen, Jerod, I understand that you might feel like May is outperforming Jacoby Brissett, but Jacoby, I know from Cleveland for 1 year, has a better grasp of the offense. Do you know what this has written all over it? Disaster. Because they are all not on the same page. And you could clearly see that. Robert Kraft or Jonathan hired a guy in Elliott Wolf who completely, in my opinion, went over their head coach's head in Jerod Mayo to say, we are hiring these guys on offense.
Meaning the offensive coaching staff.
Yes.
And especially Alex Van Pelt.
Yes. Because usually Courtney brought this up yesterday and she was spot on when she asked the question. She said, don't head coaches usually bring in their own guys?
Yeah.
Yes, they generally do. Okay, so Jerod Mayo hasn't been on many teams, so maybe he doesn't have a ton of relationships with other guys. But we talked about guys like Nick Caley,
right,
and some of these guys that were on the Patriots offensive staff with Jerod. Those guys didn't get hired. It seemed like Elliott Wolf said to Jerod, I'll take care of the offense, mm-hmm, when it comes to hiring coaches. And now the two of them, Wolf and Alex Van Pelt, are completely ignoring what Jerod's saying about.
Well, that may be why he feels the need to step up there yesterday and say that this is his decision. And I'm assuming when we have him on,
mm-hmm,
press conference at 8:30, he's going to tell you again that this is his decision and his decision only.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Because he's now paranoid, I guess, about people thinking that he's not making the decision. This is Walter from Worcester. Hello, Walter.
Hey, guys. Wiggy, I'm glad that you said what you just said, because it obviously they're not on the same page, and it's already a disaster. It's not a recipe for disaster. It is a disaster. This guy's a buffoon. Don't make excuses for him. He's the reason why this has become a disaster, because he played it out in public, and the former HC of the NEPs would never have done this. This guy should have shut his mouth and let this process play out. He's made it a complete joke. A complete joke. That's how I see it.
So, and just to be clear, people wanted more from Bill. They wanted what they're getting from Gerard Mayo from Bill. And then Gerard Mayo comes out, and from your perspective, Walter, he's giving you more, but he's not doing it in the right way, just to be clear.
Well, what people wanted more for Bill Belichick? Was it the media that wanted more for Bill Belichick? Because I love Bill Belichick as a fan.
You're probably right. It was the media who didn't get an answer, and they didn't like his smarmy attitude. And you know what?
Right.
It didn't bother me. Like, it led to winning Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
Yep.
And you didn't
have this kind of
discussion going on when it was Courtney brought up Cam Newton and Mac Jones. It was like the training camp ended.
And what's the other D word? It's called distraction.
Distraction. Yeah, distraction.
Yep.
That's a great call from Walter.
But why didn't you have these issues and distraction? Because the head coach got to hire the offense and defensive coordinator that he wanted, that would then say, okay, you guys work with me, but I'm making the final decision. In this position, like I said, I don't blame Mayo so much, because it seems like he wasn't given the power to hire the guy he wanted on offense.
That's disrespectful to him.
Yeah, but that's on Robert and Jonathan Kraft.
Interesting perspective, 978 texter. I 100% also did not want more from Bill Belichick.
Mm.
His method was great. Mayo's is awful. It's what how soon they turn.
Hindsight is so nice, isn't it, Greg? Looking back, because those texters were not saying that at the time.
Well, I think they were. I think the caller's right. I think it was really the media.
When he hired Matt Patricia as the offensive coordinator, I think everybody on the planet was like, "All right, you need to explain this." And
but I'm just talking about the way in which Bill dealt with the public, the way people, the inside football guys, wanted him to tell you more. But he didn't want to do it because of this very reason. He didn't want there to be distractions for the guys that were playing on that football team. He didn't want Jelani Tavai, has Jelani Tavai called? He's supposed to be on at 7:30.
They said he would be on the phone soon.
Bill didn't want guys like Jelani Tavai to have to come on and talk about who the quarterback is.
Right. Listen, I know some of the things Mayo says, but if you can't see how it unfolded, they completely, and I blame the Crafts on this, because you hired Elliot Wolf, who should allow Gerard to hire the guys he wants. You allowed Elliott Wolf to completely go over Gerard's head and hire the guys on offense who now he looks at. Do you think Alex Van Pelt says to himself maybe somewhere when he's sitting at home in his house with his family or whatever and goes, or his wife, I don't know if he's married, and goes, I could do a better job than Gerard.
I don't know if he does.
I bet he does. And do you think, let me ask him even a better question. Do you think Gerard Mayo hired DeMarcus Covington to be the defense coordinator? Do you think
yes.
Do you think Gerard Mayo hired Alex Van Pelt to be the offense coordinator?
No.
Well, they also interviewed like 10
six
people.
Other guys.
Right.
But I think they ran out of choices.
There weren't many people who wanted the job.
Right. But even those people that they interviewed, do you think it was Gerard Mayo who said, I want you to hire this? I want you to interview this guy, this guy, this guy.
I bet he had a couple guys that he said, please interview these guys. Now, whether they would hire them or not, I don't know. Okay. But he probably said, I like these X, Y, and Z, and they interviewed them.
So
they probably just didn't want the job.
Do you think he had the ability to hire the OC? Gerard Mayo.
I think it was collaborative.
See, I think it was
why,
all.
I think that's why he says everything is collaborative.
Yeah. I think it was all Elliott Wolf.
All right. We should take a break. And perhaps we'll be joined by Jelani Tavai, New England Patriots linebacker, next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!